is Ash Wednesday of the month. It's always a good opportunity to catch up or to explore some things that might be at the back of your mind, or things that are so important to you in terms of your spiritual development that maybe you don't have much clarity about, or you want spirit to also give you deeper meaning of the clarity that you want. Because one thing is sure, spirit gives us information in steps. They will not give you information when you cannot truly comprehend it. So they will give you information that is relevant to the position you are in your physical life, in your spiritual life, and other forms. And unless you have worked hard towards improving yourself, then they might give you other information that will lead you through from where you are to the next room, to the next step. So if we did connect to God as deeply as Jesus is, we shouldn't expect the Spirit of God to reveal things to us that will be revealed to Jesus. It's not going to happen. And that's why we encourage people, continue, no matter how challenging it may be, continue to offer yourself to God in meditation. That's the only key. Even if it's for a few minutes, do it wholeheartedly. Because half devotion to God, well, we can say gets you half blessings. When you wholeheartedly give, that it catches the attention of God, then that's when things begin to happen. You may not be the most famous in the world, you may not be the most wealthy, the most magical, but if you can make that connection to God, what you know is not a reflection. Like, people always assume if you are higher in spiritual development, you should be able to heal, you should be able to do this, all this miracle. It's not so. God gives according to what the plan of God is for you. But you will know. You may not know the depth of your development, because if you think you are so high, then we know you are not even going anywhere. Anyone that I've known in spirit or spoken to or read about, they usually don't know how far they've gone until that Spirit of God sent something, you know. So, and that's why nobody knows when they will be blessed with full realization, full liberation of their souls. Even the very second that they will pass away, they will not know. So if you don't have miraculous power, that does not mean you have not grown. It does mean that's the way God wants to relate to you. You know, so now I invite those of you who are here, if you have any questions that may enhance your understanding or help you along your way, this is the time to ask those questions. And if there are no questions, then we will go home. Gratitude. People overlook the quality of being grateful, of gratitude. Because when you begin to say, thank you, God, even for things you have not even received, for things you don't even see, when you are grateful, it brings you to the present moment. Because you are not saying thank you for yesterday. You are not saying thank you for tomorrow. You are not even saying thank you for 10 minutes ago. You are saying thank you. And you have to say wholeheartedly, I mean it. Because sometimes we can get into that, you know, mechanical, okay, I need to say thank you. No. When you say thank you and you feel it within you, you will find out it puts you in that very moment. And don't take my word for it. Try it. There's a way you may feel the response from spirit that you will know yes. I mean, there may be other things to do to put you in the present moment, but the easiest and the surest way is telling God, thank you. And then blessing God. People forget. Never forget to bless God. Because God blesses everything. And we need to give thanks and bless God. Blessed be thy name, O Lord our God. Blessed be thy name, O Lord our God. Because everything God created must bless God. Because in that blessings, you are receiving more. And that's why, if we go by the book of Revelations, the creatures, the holy ones, the angels and all of that, what do? They give thanks to God. They are blessing God. You are worthy, O Lord, of honor, glory, and power. Blessed be thy name. The 24 elders put their crown down. The creatures are always giving thanks and blessing God. Not because God doesn't, you know, God is the blessing itself. So you are just that gratitude. That's what it means. They are celebrating, they are grateful. Blessed be thy name, O Lord our God. Blessed be thy name. For only you can do this. Only you can make things happen. Through your thoughts, you hold, you create all of these universes. Who is like you, O Lord our God? Blessed be thy name. So when you are showing gratitude, never forget to bless God. If you can't remember, blessed be thy name, just say, Lord, may you forever be blessed by yourself. And that's why we always say, let thanks and praises, most of you have heard me say that, let thanks and praises, honor and glory, majesty and power be unto thee, O Lord our God. Let thanks and praises, honor and glory, majesty and power be unto thee, O Lord our God. Let thanks and praises, honor and glory, majesty and power and blessings be unto thee, everlasting Lord, forever and ever. And when you say it wholeheartedly, you feel something, you know, your consciousness will feel something. It doesn't mean you'll be flying on the broomstick, but you know.
Is it possible to do that all the time, or is it just
why not?
What you're doing, other things are doing your job. How do you do that?
Well,
you cannot just, you know, praise, you know, you can, but if you have a job to do or something to do, duties and things like that, how do you do that?
Yeah, you don't have to say it out. I mean, sometimes I'm talking to people and I'm blessing God, because sometimes when spirit is speaking and I'm like, wow, who else could do this? And because once you are so used to it, it's automatic, it goes in, but it's not just automatic where it is mechanical. It's automatic where, because whatever it is, it's like being an architect. If you design something well and you lay the foundation well, you will find that then you are able to. So the moment when you start that gratitude and giving thanks and blessing God, if you lay that foundation well, so it doesn't matter where you are, what you are doing. When something moves you, where, you know, you even just washing dishes, that you can even lift your finger. People take things for granted. That you can even stand on your feet to do, you know. When it dawned on you, like, this is the Spirit of God walking through you, making your body to perform. Automatically, that thing will kick in with that deep reverence. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you that I'm able to do this. Blessed be thy name, O Lord. If you really want to know the depth of how God makes things happen, try to take a shower. When you've laid that foundation, when it kicks in, you are beginning to thank God and bless God that, Lord, look at this water that is pouring over me. You don't know how, what the distance, how long that water came, and who gave, it was God's wisdom that initiated that inspiration for people to know, okay, we're going to form a pipe, right? We're going to have an hydraulic thing to get the water in and all of that. Because if God didn't allow that, none of us would be taking a shower inside. Remember in the old days, they have an outhouse. And sometimes people are scared. If you live in Alaska where you are in the outhouse and the bear wants to bite you, then you will give thanks when you are sitting coolly inside your house. So when you think about that, that God initiated that wisdom that created that, that allows that water to even be in existence and to flow and to be piped, and then for you to have the faucet, you know, and the electricity that heats your water when you need warm water. I mean, your whole shower will be gratitude to blessing God. Because we take it for granted, we turn it on, okay, I'm taking a warm shower, or I'm taking or air conditioning. Everything around you should initiate that gratitude, that blessing. And when you make it a habit, it doesn't matter what you are doing. You know, you may be walking down the street to go get your meal, and it will just kick in. Because then you are thinking, ah, God, thank you. I can lift my leg to even put one in front of the other. When you feel the position of the earth, like, huh. No human created this. Yeah, we put the concrete there, but God gave the wisdom. But this earth, and you find that in all mystical, in all religion, there are mystical part. What the key, the most important thing is giving thanks. Before you start any ceremony, before you give thanks, and then you invite the prayer, because by giving thanks, you are inviting the presence of God in. And then you invite God, you consciously invite the Spirit of God in. And then you invite all the others that you want. Then you tell the others you don't want to stay out. Because if you don't tell them to stay out, they will show up. Because they think, hey, you guys are having a party, let me go there. And then they will cause chaos and all of that. Yeah. So you want to practice the present moment is gratitude and giving thanks to God and blessing God. And that's what they do. That's what the angels do. You know, the unseen, that's what they do. Even the gods and goddesses, before they do, they give thanks to God. Yeah, so. The short thing I know about that is you cannot change that person's emotion right there. Because once they've gone, you know, yeah. But you can harness your own emotion. And the other way to do it is start with gratitude. Say, thank you, God, for even allowing me to be in this position to witness it. Because sometimes we think something is negative, but it's a camouflage, it's a storefront. So that spirit wants you to penetrate that which you think is negative, so that then you can get into the positive aspect of it. It's like somebody who gets fired from work. They didn't see it coming, and now they are beside themselves. Oh my God, what am I going to do now? They're going to panic and all of that. But if they give thanks, even right there, and invite God, because they cannot solve the situation right there, and they invite God in and giving gratitude and all of that, then you see that your body, you still might be a bit destabilized, but you begin to calm down. And then you invite Spirit, say, please teach me. What should I do? Because if you are thinking you're going to do it yourself, you're going to go crazy. Show me what to do. They might tell you to get on TikTok. You know, you get on TikTok, before you know it, the greatest thing that happened to you is that they fired you, because an idea pops in. You don't even know what is going to, you know. And it turns out that now it gives you the freedom to do what you want, and you are making even more money than where they fired you. So, but in the case of that person sitting there, because you cannot control their emotions, so you want to go into yourself. Always remember, God is there in you, in that person. There must be no judgment. And then you connect to that God, say, Lord, please take care of this. What should I do? If you invite God and say, take care of it, if that's all you say, and then sit, you know, be in that God's presence, you'll be surprised how things change. Because if you calm yourself, then you can actually listen clearly, or you can see where they are, and the Spirit will guide you. You know, one of the things that I pay particular attention to is, I never know what's going to pop out of my mouth, because Spirit will speak. And it's for everybody, you know. Ask God to use the word inspiration. Inspire me, Lord. Inspire my thoughts. Inspire my words. Inspire my action. And the word that may come out of your mouth, you will not be the one programming it. You can't even form that sentence. Will be exactly what may suit that person. And somebody coming at you with anger, all of a sudden, like, in the middle of the sentence, they change their answer. You will know. They might not know why, but you will know, like, and right there, inside you say, thank you, God. Say, thank you, God. And it's always good, because if you trust in God, if you know God is with you at all times, there's no reason for you to be defensive. Even if that person has a strong will, let's say they even want to have, if you know that God is here, they are sitting in front of God, not in front of you, and you are behind God. God is your shield. So there's nothing to be here. And there's some mystical things we do if you really want to make people where when they're angry, they're ready to eat you up or do, you know. Look right here. Between the, put your attention. But in the case, because you don't want them to, you make it look like you are looking into the empty air. But you look right here and you connect your heart and invite God in. And then you project whatever it is you want. So even if somebody wants to cut off your head, don't focus on what is happening, because that is the key. Even in that's why we say in that present moment, yeah. Don't focus on, oh, this person is angry at me. Focus on what is the solution you want, and that's what you. And right there, you will disarm them. But the easiest one is, you know, give gratitude. God is there. Don't judge them. Because that's the key. If you judge them, you've already got caught up in what they are doing, what they are presenting you. Yeah. See them in the light that you want to, that, oh, it's a welcoming thing. And that's what, you know, those anger or whatever it is evaporates. And it doesn't have to, people might think, well, this is going to take long. You'd be surprised. Split second. This thing is effective. If all you say is like, Lord, thank you for this person, for giving me the opportunity to be able to be of service. Because if you are not meant to see that, that person won't bring it to you. Yeah. So you give thanks, you invite God in, and you bless them. Don't be afraid of them. Bless them and then see what happens. Does that answer the question? Right now, that is a big one. Because first of all, God is your inspiration. Always know that. And if you see God as your inspiration, then you know that whatever goal you have, always claim it that God is the one who puts that idea in your head. You know, and that God who has given you that idea also has brought all that you need to accomplish that. And don't worry if you, you know, let's say you are in school and your homework is due and you are, don't fret about that. Know that, okay, imagine, project that I've completed my assignment. You focus on that because God is my inspiration. Yeah. So, and always know that whatever your goal is, that goal belongs to God. And that's why then you go back and say, Lord, inspire me. Let whatever I need to do be in harmony with thy will. Never forget to wrap it up. After you've asked for, say, may thy will be done in this matter. Yeah. May thy will be done in my completing my courses, in my assignment. May thy will be done in bringing me the right friends, you know, the right mentors and all of that. So it's not something for you to sweat about. If it's your goal, just invite God into it. You know? And then be open because, I mean, we love to talk and pray, you know. Be open. Then the key is to listen. Let that spirit guide you. Sometimes you may be in the middle of something, an idea will come to you. And then you either change it or even add to it. And then, at the end of it, like, oh, I didn't know that. This is the best way to accomplish this. God is always available at all times for us. We're the one who makes ourselves unavailable. We tell God, what have you done for me lately? And God says, seriously? You won't even be thinking like that. If I haven't done that, would you have any thoughts? You know, yeah. So do not fret. Always invite God in as your inspiration and as your goal. And that she is the one who has the power to make you fulfill it. And then listen and obey. Because what's the point? God is telling you something, say, I don't think that's a great idea. Some of the best ideas, people didn't think it was great. And then it dominates the world. And people will say, really that? How come I never thought about it? Because you didn't ask God, you didn't invite God in. It wasn't for you. The one who invited God in and is perfect for that person, then they do it. We thank God Almighty for allowing us to do the Q&A. May the divine presence always guide our ways. And may we always be nourished by that love and wisdom as we continue the journey of life. And may we live in that oneness forever and ever. Christ's name.